Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Whether you like garlic or not, there is no denying it's a powerful addition to the recipes in which it's used. It is tasty, aromatic, and anything but bland. People have been cooking with it for centuries. It must have more fans than detractors because there are garlic festivals all over the country, including here. Ours is this weekend at Carondelet Park. And joining me in studio is Mark Brown, founding organizer of Garlic Fest. He is the proprietor of Gateway Garlic Farms, 6 acres of garlic, I'm told. You also have other property closer, Mark, than the farm I just mentioned.
Gateway. Yes. I'd like to make a correction. Garlic Fest this year will be actually out in front of the Iron Barley Restaurant at 5510 Virginia. And we've closed off 2 blocks, and it's going to be filled with vendors and tasty treats.
Well, that's relatively close to Carondelet Park.
Yes, so yes, it is.
Okay, does garlic get a bad rep?
It does get a bad rep. We have been farming, humankind has been harvesting garlic for thousands of years. Geneticists say it probably predates grain farming. Which is amazing in itself. Right now, we are growing 205 varieties of garlic. Many of these come from the original homeland of garlic, which was in the steppe of Asia, Georgia, Uzbekistan, and it basically disseminated out across the world. So whether your people live in Africa or Europe or Asia, you eat garlic.
Well, why do you think it is that it does get this bad rap we're talking about? Is it because that people are afraid of garlic breath? Is that it?
I think so. But long ago, people weren't like that. And
a lot of people aren't like it today.
Yes. But, if your friends truly love you, they will still love you no matter your breath smells like garlic or not. But what's important about that breath is the fact that garlic is one of the top 10 approved cancer killers, organic cancer killers. And when you chew garlic, it mixes with your saliva and creates a compound, allicin. And that in itself is, if you lose friends by killing cancer, I say good riddance.
Well, this it has other medicinal applications too. I mean, that's certainly a big one, but there are a number of maladies that garlic can help you overcome.
Yes, I think that why we like to use garlic is because it's a sustainable crop. It grows during the wettest months of the year, mm-hmm. and it allows the farmer who's usually growing between spring and fall to actually grow 365 days a year. And this helps to increase the revenue on their farm and creates more food.
You say there are 205 varieties of garlic. How different are they? How different is number one from number 205?
Well, geneticists say there's about 216 varieties. We're growing 205. Arguably, some people put it up as much as 800 varieties. They differ in intensity, flavor, aftertaste. They all have their specifics, very, very much like apples or grapes.
Mm-hmm. So there you are. I mean, they are very, very different.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes. If you like garlic, but you don't like the intensity of the taste, there's a milder form of garlic out there for you. If you are like the hot pepper people that want all that intensity, there are garlics there for you as well. It runs the whole gamut.
Well, how do you identify them? I mean, they all look pretty much the same, don't they?
Garlic lovers know the difference. Garlic itself is broken down into 2 main families, hard neck and soft neck, and then from there it gets broken down into 10 smaller families. But color, the way the cloves are arranged on the bulb, and then back to smell, taste, intensity, all of those are basically signifying factors in how you discern one from the other.
Identify them. What's the strangest way garlic is used?
You know what? I'm going to, if you don't mind me giving a St. Louis plug.
We love it.
Ice cream cakes located on Cherokee Street comes out to St. Louis Garlic Fest every year. And she makes this absolutely beautiful honey roasted garlic ice cream that's literally to die for. Really you're only limited by your imagination and determination. This year we'll have garlic chocolate truffles. garlic cheese. It literally runs the whole gamut.
Well, if you can make ice cream, bacon-flavored ice cream, I guess garlic-flavored ice cream is okay. You talked a moment ago about chewing garlic. You mentioned that in the context of medicinal purposes. Do people typically chew it?
I do. I know a lot of people that do because they chew it for its health benefits. Science tells us that the garlic pills are virtually worthless. And what you really need to do is you need to consume garlic fresh. The longer you cook garlic, the more of those allicin-building compounds are destroyed. So it's best for you to actually chew it raw or chew it next to raw. What we like to do is we'll add garlic maybe 2 minutes before a dish is done. So it's just basically warming up in there, but it's not being smoked or fried. But there's a great kind of garlic. No, this isn't a type of garlic that's grown. It's created. It's called black garlic. We create some, and we will have some at the festival. It's a garlic that, it's, for lack of a better term, it's fermented at 140 degrees at 100% humidity for 40 days. And what you end up with is something that's doesn't really resemble its original garlic. It's very unoffensive. It still has those allicin-building compounds in there, but it resembles black butter. And it's absolutely, it's very tasty.
This is not something you generally find in the supermarket. Where do you find this?
Find black garlic?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm told Trader Joe's actually has started stocking it.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently the recipe was stolen out of it was either Korea or Vietnam years ago, and it was imported to California, and then we grabbed it from them. I think we may be the only local black garlic producer in the Midwest. There's two large producers, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and then there's many foodies that are creating this stuff at home.
When you cook garlic, do you lose any of those properties that we've been talking about, the medicinal qualities there?
The longer you cook it, you do. If you really like the taste of caramelized garlic, I often recommend that you do whatever you would normally do, and then add fresh garlic right near the end. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the benefit of the caramelized garlic, which a lot of people really love. It's very similar to caramelized onion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're both alliums. But then you're still getting the health benefits from it.
The garlic is related to the onion, but also to the lily, I understand.
Yes. It is actually, the lily is the mother of the family. And the allium family is just fabulous. It has a lot of tasty plants in there. Ramps are another one that are, it's basically a local onion, usually grows in the wild in the woods.
Well, it's quite a remarkable, what do we call it? We're not going to call it a vegetable. What do we call it?
Actually, it's kind of funny you said that, because at Garlic Fest 3, a health group came down from the Carondelet Clinic, and they actually had proof that garlic is a vegetable. And so, you know, there are some, I have some seen some people equate it into an herb, as an herb. And if you go in some groups to buy like prepared garlic, you'll see it under, in the same place you'd find black pepper or salt. But it technically is a vegetable.
And very versatile. I mean, you can do so much with it.
Yes.
Obviously. You have how many acres did I mention there?
This year we harvested 6.3 acres of garlic.
How much is that? I'm having trouble visualizing.
Truckloads and truckloads and truckloads. Most of it was sold to large wholesalers, but we put a lot of it in the local areas. You can buy our garlic at City Greens on Manchester. Local harvest over there by Tower Grove. It's in some of the better restaurants here in St. Louis.
Are there many garlic farmers in this area?
We're hoping there's going to be more. Basically...
Gee, that's more competition for you.
I don't really believe in competition. I believe in that a rising tide raises all ships. And in our changing global structure, California is going to experience more issues. And... we are importing 66% of the garlic from China right now, and
really?
I would like to see American farmers grow that. And specifically right here in the Midwest, because we have a great climate for it, and there's no reason why we shouldn't.
I was going to ask if we have a peculiar situation here that's more favorable for growing it, and we apparently do.
We're successful at it, so apparently.
Right. Tell us in the time that's left about the Garlic Fest, exactly when is it? Down by Iron Barley, we all know
yep.
where that is.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Virginia, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir, right off of... Bates in Virginia, right off of I-55. The festivities start at 12. They will go on to 7. We've got some great bands. We've got some great vendors. Chef Rex Hale from Boundary is going to be teaching you how to cook with garlic and doing some fantastic stuff. He's going to be doing chocolate garlic and all sorts of things. And then we've got the great people from Slow Foods coming out to explain what they're doing and all around good times, good fun.
And when is all of this happening?
This is happening Sunday, September 4th.
From the times are?
From 12 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Going to be quite a day. I understand there's going to be a garlic eating contest as well.
There's actually going to be three. You can go to the Facebook page at St. Louis Garlic Fest, and the schedule is posted there. And we've got three different eating competitions. And in Garlic Fest 3, the record was set by a 13-year-old girl, and people have tried to beat it every year since then, and they haven't been able to beat her record, but we're hoping to get someone close this year.
What was the record?
I don't remember it offhand right now. I believe it was, it must have been 12 ounces, it was probably 12 ounces of garlic in 1 minute.
Oh, 12 ounces. Well, that's not so much.
Try eating that much that quick.
No, I think I'll pass on that. Let the 12-year-olds have it. Very, very quickly, I've heard that if you drink milk after eating garlic, that your breath won't be affected.
Some people say that. Also, for those people who handle garlic, supposedly if you rub your hands on stainless steel,
all right.
it will help get the odor off.
We'll Google it. Thank you, Mark Brown, so much for being with us. Good luck at the fest.
Thank you.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air, a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.